This is the second part of the Dharma talk on the 18th August 2016. That's why the Buddha happened in this world. And he removed all the craziness and only the liberation that remained in the mind. The right and the power that I'm talking about. This is the best point, that's why we ordained to be a monk. The Brahman, the Mara, the Deva, the human, whatever being, they must surrender and sacrifice themselves to walk out from sensual desire. Therefore, in this world, no matter what, how many times that they are asking for help, but if this world never walk out from the sensual desire, absolutely, they still live in the suffering. It does matter how many objects you create, how many knowledge you have. If the object of sensual desire or the defilements of desire is absolutely, you're still in the suffering, it's nothing changed. Except you come out from sensual desire, you ordained to be a monk and walking on the sacrifice path. Because you will have the gender that different from the normal people. It cannot compare, cannot compete. The normal people cannot compete to a monk who have liberation mind. It's like the light from the fly fire compared to the light from the sun. It's very different. So this is the first point, how to clean and bleach your mind to come out from delusion. You have to destroy two things. Kama Sukhalika Niyog and Attakilamathan Niyog. That means not stay in the happiness, in the sensual desire, or in the way don't practice or train yourself too hard, it's like torture yourself. But you must find the Majjhima Patipatha, that means the right path, or in the middle path to walk on that. And then this will make you to go out from suffering. And the suffering will never come back. It's like when the leaf falls out from the tree, the leaf cannot go to join it back to the tree. And it's the same thing for the mind. If the mind come out from all the dirt of defilement, then the mind will be the different one. All the knowledge inside that mind, it will be the jhana or the right knowledge. Yes. The eyes, the knowledge, the wisdom, the insight, and the brightness, it arises at this point. So, this kind of knowledge, this kind of wisdom, who is the owner? It's no one. And it's not the public. But it's about a person who can practice, who can do that. And he will receive that by himself. It's like the wind and the nose. If you want to breathe in, breathe out, you have to do it by yourself. Nobody can help you. And if you want to remove a raw knowledge, then you have to walk on this path, start from here. And the raw knowledge will change to be the knowledge that keep extinct everything. It will be Nirodha and Nirvana. Nirodha and Nirvana. It's no hell at all. So listen and understand. That's why today I'm talking about being a monk. That two parts that the Buddha give the teaching to the five hermits in the forest Isipthana Malukathayavan. that's about these two parts, that's all. So that's why today I bring this topic to teach you to remove all stupidity from you. It makes you to have no time to stay in stupid. The mind that gets clean and bleached from delusion, and that mind is get liberation. So the Buddha said this mind is no awake and joyful, awake and never go back to sleep and never die. This mind is open and never closed. That's why the right knowledge arrives for 100%, and all the blame mist or the dirt or the darkness of defilement that ever stay in the mind, it has been removed. The mind is completely clean, pure, and white. And as the Buddha said, this mind is cannot change. It cannot be anything. Because it's in, it extinct. It sees everything already. It cannot anything inside that mind. Because it's crossed the ocean of suffering already. It again the stream of defilement already. So today, you clean and clear your mind by listening to the Dharma. But you still need to practice. Don't show up or don't think that you are the better than anyone. Because otherwise you will be a slave of stupidity again. And the second point is love. If your knowledge is raw, then your love is dead. Why is dead? Because you have the ego or self inside there. And self is covered non-self. Wherever you go, if you have self inside, it will make you big. Big and cover the world. But if wherever you go, you have non-self inside, then you are nothing, you are empty. You don't need to carry the world. So therefore, whatever knowledge, whatever love you have, if there is self inside, it will be the threat of the world. It will block the world. It's like the animal. That's why I said this love is dead, because it keep block the world. It become the trace of the world. And because this kind of love live in the body, how could we clean and bleach the body to make sure this body is not belong to craving? So the Buddha gave the direction for the second time. He said, if you want to do this, you have to cut. Just one word, cut. But cut why? By parinya, jnana. Otherwise, you cannot remove self or atta from the mind. Because it stays inside the body. Yes, it's like the body that we have. We have the eyes, ear, nose, tongue, the body, the six senses. How could we shatter the wall? And then we go out from this body. No religion, no teacher, no master teach about this. But I see this is the blind point that we forget to see it. If you can remove self from the eyes, remove self from the ear, remove self from your nose, remove self from your tongue, remove self from your body, remove self from your mind, absolutely, your wisdom will liberate. Liberate from self, and then the Arahant will arise from this point. It's so glad to see this. When the self removed completely from the mind, and the mind have liberation, and then the Arahant arise from this point, it's amazing, it's fantastic. And the love from Arahant is the greatest love of all, is the best love of the world. Even though for the whole galaxy, they will surrender to the love of Arahant. That's why you will see nowadays many Arahant arise, but a lot of them is the fake Arahant, and they're cheating on the people who have the faithfulness on them. Yes, it can happen. Even though it can come out from the forest temple like this, and they cheat on the people for money. Because the Arahant arise from non-self. That's why the Arahant love is become the best love, because in this love has no suffering. No suffering involved at all. The suffering cannot get involved with Arahant, because Arahant is non-self. Because the best point is non-self, or is liberation by the wisdom. Because if there is self, so there is a craving. But if you end the craving, then you will have the wisdom, and the wisdom will have the liberation. So listen about this and understand. Don't show off, otherwise you will have the big sin for long, long time. Love and knowledge, knowledge and love, it show and express to the mind. It make the mind pride and ignorance and arrogance in every square in the mind. If they go out in the sky or they go down underground, it's still the same because of the power of love and knowledge like this. That's why the smart or the intelligent become bullish in the mind and make all being attached on that and drown under the defilement like this. So the way to clean the fake intelligent like this, remove them out from the body and speech. And what should we do about this? Yes, it's very easy. Because intelligent is easy, it's very different from stupid. The first is knowing. If you are knowing in every moment of arise and fall, then this world, we don't have a bullish intelligence at all, completely extinct and completely peaceful because of knowing. Who said this? Who explains about this? Where is he? Nobody except the Buddha. The Buddha talked with Miss Suchada, and they share the piece of orange, and they create the intelligence in their small social. Because of sharing is the one way of intelligence, and be a good person is one way of intelligence. If you make yourself to be a good person, you are the intelligent one. You are not a bullish one. But if you think you are smart, but inside that you have the bullish, for sure that will be the disaster for yourself. So the way to extinct in knowing, how could we do it? Because being smart or intelligent, there is something high inside. And it's not true, it's fake. Because the real mindfulness, the real wisdom, is different from that. If you have mindfulness and wisdom, yes, you are a smart person. You are the real intelligent one. But if you have delusion and ignorance, for sure, stupid. So today, if we want to be a smart person, there is one point that easy. that we can do it, which means don't consume ignorance. Whatever that will make you stupid, or if it make you go down, it make you stay in the darkness, don't consume them. So example, like have a bad friend, play the gamble, drunk, go to party, enjoy nightlife, or take a drug. So this kind of stuff, don't do it. Yeah, I'm talking really shallow right now. I don't talk about greed, anger, ignorance, because that's very deep and profound. Because if you don't do this bad thing that I explained, then you are smart. Will start to rising in your mind. Because what I explained is the degenerate way. And if we don't do it, we close the degenerate way, then you will have a prosper way. You stay in the prosper way, and then you're happy. You feel really comfortable. And this is one of knowing. And when the knowing happen, then the liberation will happen, or insight will happen. When insight and liberation happen, then it will make you reach to the point of no stupid, no intelligent, just know and knowing, that's all. This is the way how to clean and clear the mind from knowledge, from love. Don't be slave of them, otherwise you will be a stupid person. I want you to recover and free from stupidity. No more stupid inside your mind. Yes, you are sitting right here and listen right now. If you follow what I'm talking about, yeah, just one capsule, I think that's too much. Or just one the movement of your mind, I think it's still too quick. The Dharma that's open your mind. The Dharma that's open the closest thing. Why don't you see? Why don't you know? If you have the intention to know it. So, what are you waiting for? When you want to know this? When you want to see it? What are you waiting for? To know and see? If you know and come, and see and peace, so it's end of everything. Don't worry about the body, because no matter what, how long you carry it, the bone, the meat, the skin, finally it will break down. It will die, absolutely. So we have to clean and bleach the body, the mind and speech. The mind is knowing. The body it receives. And the speech is intelligent. Mind know, body receive, and speech intelligent. That's why right now people use the tongue as the sword to show off how are they smart. And show off how good they are by the speech and their tongues. If you show off your goodness, this means you are arrogant. If you show off your badness, this means you are a ruffian. So it's better to let go and see the truth of everything, not good or bad. So now I give you the Dharma to clean and clear the mind. It has been 2 months to practice in rain season already. But if you want to let your body, speech, and mind to stay with knowledge, stay with love, stay with intelligence like this, I think it's your karma, it's your bad deed. And no Buddha, no Arahant monk will come to clean and clear your mind. Except they tell you the direction to go. Because their duty, just light up the fire and tell the direction to go. That's it. They do it for everyone. No love, no hate. No selection. Just for everyone. So please understand, for all the monks, only men, only women. This is the path to cross from the circle of suffering. It's right here. It's on this path. So therefore, in the chanting, from the third point to the ninth point, I think it's okay for the monk, they can do it. But for the last one, just the small one, it's like the little tail at here. So is the last point is talking about ordained to be a monk and understand the Supreme Dharma and have enlightenment and have liberation. So, but in fact, nobody can do it because no one practice meditation, no one practice absorption, no one practice wisdom. So it's no chance for liberation, for enlightenment. And then, how could you receive the fruit of nirvana? It's no way at all. Or you think just sitting and just predict and guess that, yes, I'm gonna enlighten soon like this. Or you sleep under the blanket and you think you can cross the ocean of suffering. It's not like that. Or you think you put a jack ladder on the trees or on the mountain and then you climb up, you will see the heaven. It's not like that because the heaven is not on the tree or the mountain. So what should we do that we can have the Supreme Dharma, the Jhana, the Samadhi, the Panya, the Vimokha, the Nirvana? Because if the world asks you, you can answer the world. If the Dharma asks you, you can answer the Dharma. Because this Dharma is open the world. Because Jhana or absorption, it takes you to the Brahman. And for the Samadhi or meditation, it can stop the hindrances. Or even though you stay in the Samapatti, in the Samabhat, that means you consume the benefit of Samadhi, and that moment is no attachment at all. Or you still have attachment, is so very little. At least it just make you become the no return one to this world as the Pra Anakami. So we understand about this. It's no point to extend the time because we know the death can come tomorrow or come today. It's uncertain. It's not sure. Any moment that free from birth and death is no kind of moment like that. Because it arises and falls every moment, birth and death every moment, no exception. But because we stay in the dark, we are blind. That's why we cannot see arise and fall in every present moment. So every second moment of the birth and death, we call destroy or ruin. If you don't see the destroying like this, then you'll be a slave of delusion again. Especially if you listen and know about in the past, the present, the moment. But in fact, in every moment, it's not the past, the present, or in the future. The moment is just the moment like that. And because it's at the face, in the front, it's in the back, or in the middle. So in the front is the future. In the back is the past, in the middle is the present, like that. So the moment just changing like this, and this is the way they are. So don't worry about the past, don't worry the future, or don't worry in the present moment. But what is the point is about you have to gain more effort to practice. That's why the Buddha praised a person who have the great effort, even though they live in the one moment with the effort. It's worth it for their life. So I want my monks to practice like this, because I have been fighting like this already. And I won already. And I see the benefits and the usefulness from this. So I want to give this to the world. I want to share this Dharma to the world. Share it to everyone. I am not a stingy investor that keep money for myself. Because I am the one that be a member of the Buddha. Stay in the family who have the generous heart, who have the intelligent mind. That's why I give the Dharma to you. So all everything that I'm talking about, I just summarize to the key point. So clean and bleach delusion from the mind. Clean and bleach anger from body. Clean and bleach greed from speech. The way to clean and bleach delusion from the mind, you need to have the Ceto Vimut or liberation by the mind, which is doesn't have the sexual desire and self inside. And the second, the way to extinguish the anger from the body is like you remove the fire from the stove. The way to destroy the anger, you need to use the Panya Vimut, that means liberation by wisdom. Don't trust in the anger that jump to your heart and make your heart moving and swing. You need to use the wisdom to liberate. And in the other point is the delusion of the greed is cover everything. If you want to tear it apart, it's easy. That means you need to have vichar and vimut. You have the inside knowledge and liberation. Because when the love arises, it hides something in front and back. But if you are knowing, there is nothing to hide. No front, no back. Everything just round. Round like zero. No ignorance inside. And this is the inside knowledge and liberation. So this is the point why the pure Dharma of the Buddha still happen until today. You don't need to graduate from anyone. Don't need to learn from anyone, but you have to do it by yourself. Just one body, one mind, one present moment of the mind. Just make sure its liberation become a perfect mind. Don't need to ask anybody to help. Don't pray to someone to help you, but you have to do it by yourself. Because mostly right now, it's just the fake knowledge, fake wisdom that come to talk the sweet word to your ears. And in the end, the result is you still be a slave of sensual desire, slave of self, and keep the world goes crazy round and round like this. So how could you have enlightenment by this way? So summarize, it's only ordained to be a monk, have the gender of the monk. It's only one gender that can end of suffering. Therefore, you come out, you leave the house, ordained to be a monk in this time. I think it's worth it. It's uncomparable, no matter what, male or female. You cannot take a dirty gender to compare with the monk. Even though the Buddha says The holy life is beautiful when it's old. And all the monk will be the best monk in this universe because they only have one condition, no second condition. The only one condition is no. So this is the summary how we clean and bleach the defilement from the mind. So today I give you the Dhamma talk. I want you to practice, but it's not about practice by the strength of yourself, but I want you to come to enter the practice by the wisdom and stay in the practice by mindfulness. So this is the first month, and the second month I want you to enter by the sila or morality and stay in the practice by meditation. And in the third month will be the sila, samadhi, the panya, the morality, the meditation and wisdom. You have to practice all of them completely. Yes. Get in by the wisdom. Stay by mindfulness. But come out with knowledge, the jhana. Don't practice with stupidity. So in these 90 days, if you practice like what I suggest, you won't go back to hell at all. It will close all the degenerate way. Don't need to go back to joy in the confluence of suffering again. Even though joy for happiness, you don't need to do that anymore. So this is the end of everything. You know, when the suffering joy together, you can see it clearly. But when the happiness joy together, it's hard to see. Because it's covered. It's blind your mind. This is the real delusion. It's like the shadow of yourself. You see it but cannot catch. So all the information that I'm talking about will summarize to one point. The point is, you have to keep this holy life. Stay in pureness perfectly. Keep your gender of holy life clean and pure, and you will see one day your holy life will give you a great benefit. It will give you the Buddha. It will give you the Arahant. It's only for yourself, not for the others. Because I see the phenomenal. The phenomenal, the Buddha, he come to give me the warning. The warning is about the body. He says, in the whole body, and no space that free from death. This body is full of death, no space at all. But in the moment, if you could practice, you can make this body or this aggregate fall to the emptiness. That moment is the Buddha arise in this body. And it's a great blindness happen because when the Buddha arise, it's the infinity blindness arise. It's nothing inside there. No dark spot, no shadow, just the brightness, the purity. Which means, if you could vanish the self, if you could empty the body, that moment you have the enlightenment. So when I follow the Buddha like this, the condition of the mind, the condition of the body, the condition of speed. Just stay in the condition of the Dhamma. Sabbe Dhamma Anatta. All the Dhamma is impermanent. All the Dhamma is non-self. Or Sabbe Narang Abhinivesaya. The thing that has non-self. So that thing cannot get involved at all. And finally, all the knowledge is tasteless. All the intelligence is no degree. Because it's nothing, it's empty. It's nothing to attach, nothing to buy, nothing to cling, to make me worry about love, hate, birth and death. No light mood, no heavy mood, no bad emotion, no good emotion, no continue. And in the end, the Buddha says, empty outside is no danger. Empty inside is no suffering. So these 2 points become the great profit that I receive from him. And then I can share this to you. Empty outside is no danger. Empty inside is no suffering. So if you know, listen about this lovely. If you know how to consume it, to take it, and then you clean and bleach your mind, I think it won't be too long. This 60 days that remain, I will help you. I will be a good chicken matter with the good eyes that will come to protect you. But make sure you won't be the ungrateful son. So because everyone at here will receive the same condition. So this is the day that I give you the Dharma to clean and bleach your defilement. Okay, now do the chanting. After finish the chanting, Longpo Thongbai give some more Dharma talk again. The monk that received the full requisites from the people, you have a house, have the food, have the medicine, have the robe, and then they support you to have the good mood to practice, and then you forgot about your gender. A person who forgot about themselves, a cow who forgot about their feet, or a monk who forgot about the sila. And the monk turned to be a person who forgot the religion. So how could he has enlightenment? The most unlucky person in the world. You know who is the best monk? Who love his genders to stay in that holy life. For me, I think Pra-Asachi, because he never show up himself, even though he enlightened to be the Arahant already. But the monk in today cannot compare to Pra-Asachi at all. There's no and see everything with the wonderful knowledge. But when people come to ask him, he just say, oh, I'm just a new monk, I know nothing about this. I just know some small thing. So the 2 guys, Upatissa and Kulita, they come to ask him, never mind, if you know something very little, but I want to listen. Okay, I will tell you, Pa-Asachi said that. What he said is, Yang Kinchi Sumaya Thammang Sampantang Nirodha Thammanti. When he said like this, there's 2 guys enlightened to be the Sodhaban. What he said is, if anything arises naturally, so that thing will cease naturally. That's all. You see how wonderful they are. Just small Dharma like this is made the 2 guys enlightened to be Sodhaban. And 2 of these guys become the great monk Mokkhala and Sariputta. So every time when Sariputta, when he lay down, when he sleep in the night, he will turn his head to Pra-Asachi. Yes, he is the monk who have a very great wisdom, very intelligent. But besides that, he very grateful person. But now they are so different. The disciples just turn their feet to the face of the master. So how could they have enlightened? So that's why the gender of the monk is very special. because you stay in the holy life. It's so different from the normal gender to be a male and female. You can see from the beginning when thinking about the monk is Parasachi. Don't show off to compare with him, because today I see it's only the Peta or the Hungry Ghost. Yes, the Peta arise everywhere in this world. So I just want the Wat Na Luang to be the good place. It's good place to follow the good person, because we think that we follow the prince, the footprints of the Buddha. We stay under the Buddha, and the Buddha is not God. Buddha is not a king. Why don't we worship and pay respect to his footprints? Do you feel embarrassment or ashamed that you are ungrateful to him or not? Because the Buddha is like the sun that gives the brightness to everyone. He is the giver. So then I want to give you the warning that stop the blind outside, stop the dark inside, then everything will end easily. What you knew before is the defilement. What you saw before is the attachment. Just remove them. They're just small knowledge. But when you bring it and talking about, it could be dangerous. So in this point, if it's not necessary, I think we should help the last Dharma to talk. What is the last Dharma, which is very good? In Pali word, we say, Te Sang Vupa Samo Sukho, which means extinct all the Sankhara, don't create anything at all. This is the supreme happiness. So we will use this in this temple. And don't worry. Don't beg or don't request for this, for that. You think you ordained to be a monk and then you will not have this, have that. It's alright. You stay poor like this. It's better being a rich one and go to hell. You see, the king's son leave the palace and walk bare feet. No spoon, no fork, just one arm bow. And smart to stay in the world, but don't consume the sensual desire. And people look down to him, insult him. But finally, it's only a stupid person, then curse on him. Curse on a good person, because a good person will never curse anyone, because our teacher had walked on this path already. It's about 2500 years ago. That is not long, it's quite quick. 1000 years is not long. And you think this religion will last long for 5000 years? I think it's quite short, because if you compare the life of the other being, like the being in the first heaven, realm that's called Jatum Maharajika, their life is about 9 million years of human. So from this moment, I want everyone just talk less, don't talk too much, and have a great effort in practice, and don't make the new suffering for yourself. Just beware, stable, know quickly, liberate, and understand clearly. It's better to do this. Don't let the tie of bones come back to be a trace of the world anymore. Yes, if we understand like this, we have to practice with the effort. Effort to free from danger. It's not like effort to create more danger. That's why we sleep little, eat little. But don't eat little with craving. And sleep little with desire. It's not like that. But we have more effort to do this because we want to free from danger. Yes. The danger of sensual desire. The birthplace of the sensual desire. The taste of the sensual desire. The danger of the sensual desire. And the way to depart from sensual desire. You have to know this. Yes, we need to have the great effort to free from all kind of this danger. And then you stay in silence, stay alone, and feel comfortable. And have a lot of mindfulness, have a lot of wisdom, and easy to teach and learn. So then you can handle yourself. Yeah, don't need to be more wonderful than this. Because that's all for the 300 bones inside this body. You know, there are so many fire in this universe. But it's not compare or compete to the sun. And so the same for the mind in this world. There are 7 billion minds of human. They have the same thing. Receive perception, thoughts and consciousness. But those kind of mind cannot compare to one mind. The one mind that have liberation, the one mind that have enlightenment is really different. So now I want you to practice and keep going. And then you will see that the Buddha, the Arahant, stay with you in everywhere. Okay, this is the end for today.